What's up, everyone? Welcome or welcome back to my YouTube channel / my podcast. I am the Marketing Nomad. My name is Prithvi Madhukar. I am the author of Zero to Four Figures and Self-Loved. I'm also a digital entrepreneur and a business owner. A few of the roles that I do take on, I'm a YouTuber, podcaster, Etsy shop owner, Skillshare teacher, and a marketing strategy consultant as well. All of the links are in the description box below if you'd like to check it out. Welcome to episode 191 of the Ask TMN series, where we're going to be getting into five different avenues to find content ideas for your business. Now, if you're new here and you're wondering, well, what's this Ask TMN thing that she just spoke about? So Ask TMN is a series that I created where I answer some of the most commonly asked questions that solopreneurs may have about marketing, business, as well as mindset. Now, if those three topics interest you, definitely do hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, because that tells you every single time I upload a podio, and I do upload a couple of these every single week. Now, without further ado, let's get into five different avenues to find content ideas. The first avenue is your online forums. Now, especially when it comes to content ideas, online forums are a great way to see what exactly your target audience is thinking, because most likely on these online forums, you're going to have your target audience actively discussing whatever is on their mind, whatever is bothering them at the moment, whatever questions that they may have, whatever topics in your industry that is interesting to them. And so for me, especially when it comes to my business and the content ideas that I generate for my business, looking at online forums, oh my God, there is just a gold mine of ideas that come from there. So yes, it takes a little bit of time, you know, to go through the online forum, especially like in your particular industry, look at what people are posting, look at what they're commenting. If there are any questions that people are asking, maybe you could create content around answering those questions. Or if there's a particular topic that is interesting in your industry to your target audience, maybe you could provide your own insight to that particular topic. So you can get a couple of ideas through online forums, but it does take a little bit of time to read through and actually understand what topics are interesting to your audience, what is resonating with them, what would they like to know more about, and what information can you provide that is different from what they see on the internet, but related to your industry. All right. So one thing that I've written here in my notes is, especially on online forums, you can often figure out what's trending amongst your audience, as well as what is the industry trend that's going on. And that's also another great way for you to hop on the trend and to be relevant at that point in time. So you're not actually fading out with the kind of content that you're putting. You're actually creating extremely relevant content for that period of time, all right? So that is one way that you would tackle online forums. The second way that I do have for you is to subscribe to industry newsletters, and this could also be reports in your industry. It could be white papers that other, you know, bigger giants in your industry actually publish. You could also set up Google Alerts for important information or news that happens in your industry. And again, the way that this works is you are actually understanding what's trending at the moment, what topics are interesting to your audience. And I'm not saying, you know, copy and paste whatever it is that they are posting. I'm saying share your insight. You know, maybe there is an XYZ topic that someone else has provided their thoughts on, and I guess I would say their thoughts, their feelings, and maybe their action plan towards that XYZ incident or even a situation. Now, maybe that could have featured in the newsletter. So take that as an inspiration, and maybe you write your own thoughts, your own feelings, your own like action items for that same particular incident or for that same particular thought that was put out. And again, it's just a different way for you to gain inspiration from what's already there, because if it's already there in the bigger newsletters, most likely, you know, it is interesting to your target audience. And if it is coming in the news, again, if your target audience likes to stay up to date with what's happening, or you as a business would like to do them a service and make sure that they are up to date with what's happening in your industry, that also is a great way for you to bridge the gap and put in your own thoughts. Another way that I could see this happening is, for example, there is a big news alert that directly or indirectly affects your target audience because it is part of your industry, yeah, that would also be a great way where you become their source of information for what's happening in the industry that could directly impact them. And if it is even, you know, maybe in a different industry, but it does affect your target audience, yeah, that could also be something that you could provide. So you would be the source of information that they look to. And it's not just copy-pasting that information. I just want to reiterate, you would also be adding your own thoughts, your own insights. So it's more of them kind of being in that space where they get their information from you, like they get the industry update, but they also have that additional touch where you are giving your thoughts and your insights for them to analyze, for them to think about, for them to know as well. All right, so that is number two for you. And something that I've written in my notes is, other than newsletters, you can also subscribe to blogs in your industry, tech news in your industry, and make sure that they are relevant to your audience. All right, so that is number two for you. And then we come to networking events, which is number three. Now, when it comes to networking events or local events or even webinars in your industry, again, most likely the topics that are covered at these events, at these webinars, would be topics that are currently trending, are currently relevant to your target audience. And it helps if you can attend events and webinars that your target audience are more likely to attend, even though it might be from a different industry or it could even be for your industry. So it's a little bit of a mindset switch over here, where you are focusing on what's going to be interesting for your target audience. What would they like to know? What's important to them? What makes a difference for them? All right. So again, when it comes to these networking events, maybe you can share your experience, whatever happened at the networking event, what you learned, what were your insights. It always helps to give a personal touch to whatever information you are giving them, because again, that helps them understand you as a business, as a solopreneur. It helps them align with your beliefs, with your thoughts, and more likely form an emotional connection with you as well. So for me, the most important thing is sharing your insights. Whatever your content you're putting out there, it's important to add a bit of you in that as well. All right, so that is number three for you. Then we come to number four, which is community. Ask the source itself. Ask them what it is that they're looking for from you. Ask them what you could provide that would be helpful for them. And a small pro tip that I'll give you, just as, you know, a marketer, as a professional, I would say give them options. All right, so give them like one, two, three, because if you leave it open-ended, it's a bit harder for them to think of something in that moment of time that they're seeing it. But if you give them options like A, B, C, most likely they, you know, kind of figure out, okay, maybe not one, maybe not two, but three. Yeah, three actually resonates with me. And then it just helps them narrow down that thought process in their mind. So just as a small tip, if you're asking for suggestions, I would say give them options and then see their response to that. So you could even put up Ask Me Anything Mondays or Ask Me Anything Tuesdays. You know, have dedicated days where you are allowing people or your target audience to ask you questions, and answers to those questions could be your content idea as well. All right, and most often than not, frequently asked questions that your target audience may have actually form really good content ideas, because that's what your audience wants to know, whether it is about your product, your service, maybe it's about you, it's about how you're building your business. There are so many different ways that you can go about with your content, and there's so many things that your audience wants to know from you, from your business. So, you know, making a compilation of frequently asked questions that your audience usually asks you, great, great way for you to generate content ideas as well, all right? And another thing that I have written over here is ask them personally, like DM them, form that connection with them one-on-one. Because most of the times when people follow you on social media platforms, you are a business. They look at you as a business. And that's a little bit far away from when you follow a person, right? So when you reach out to them personally, you ask them, all right, you know, thank you so much for the follow, or thank you so much for interacting with my content. I just wanted to know what else I could help you with, any particular topics that are interesting to you, so on and so forth. You are, I guess I'd say, breaking that wall where they actually start to look at you as a person behind the business rather than a very far away entity of being a business, all right? And that's what we want, you know? We want to build connections. The connections are really, really important. And so this is just a great way for you to build that connection with your audience as well. And of course, you're going to find content ideas. I always say, you know, the source usually is the best place to get your content ideas, to talk to them, ask them, what is it that you're struggling with? You know, what kind of information are you looking for? And that itself could be a great, great foundation for your content ideas, all right? So that is number four for you. Then number five is competitors as well as your industry leaders. Now, I have a slightly different approach to this, and let me explain what I mean by that. So yes, you know, your competitors are definitely putting out content, right? Rather than copying that content and pasting or, you know, kind of tweaking it a little bit, here's what I would do. Take a look at what your competition is doing. Understand what they're not doing. And that is where you come in. That is where your content fits in. Whatever they're not doing, try to figure out those empty spaces and you put in. Not just that, especially when it comes to industry leaders or even your competition pages, there are going to be a lot of comments, right, in the comment section. Maybe some of them are asking more questions about the products or the services or the business itself. Use those as a great starting point to answer those questions that are there in the comment section as part of your content ideas. And again, that's a great way where you actually have people asking those questions. And that's usually a good sign that there are people out there who want to know more, who are going to be interested in that kind of content. So just to reiterate this particular point, more than picking out what your competition is doing, figure out what they're not doing and try to fit in that space, all right? And if there's something that you can improve upon what they're doing or do better or share a better insight, yeah, that also is a great way to go about it. But don't just copy and paste it. That's never a good way to go about it. And just frankly, it's just in bad taste and I would not recommend that. So for me, the way that I see it is when you're doing competition analysis, it's always what your competition is not doing and you just fill in the gap, you know, what they're not doing, but your audience wants. That's also part of the equation. You know, what your competition is doing, not doing, sorry. I'm going to repeat that because that was a bit all over the place for me. So what your competition is not doing, but your audience wants is usually a good space for you to just slot yourself in and share ideas, share content that your audience would be looking for, all right? So one thing that I've mentioned over here is two things. Sometimes when it comes to content ideas, what helps is looking at a particular topic from a different angle. If there is a different way that you can go about it, a different way that you can propose it, a different way that you can share it, maybe visually or in aesthetically, maybe even the way that you communicate it, the way that you share your thoughts, that would be a great starting point for you. Another thing that I would like to say, and this has helped me so much, especially with my content ideas, is gain inspiration from industries that are not yours, from niches that are not yours. Take a look, like for example, if you are a finance coach, all right, take inspiration from maybe the health industry. You never know when inspiration is going to strike you. And trust me, when you keep looking at the content in your own industry, sometimes you might actually get content block. I guess they would call it content block. I kind of like took inspiration from writer's block and then made it in the content block. But I guess it's the same thing. Like there's a creative block over there because you are so overwhelmed with the amount of information that is already existing in your industry. And it might just put you in a box where you might feel like it's tough to get out. So every time I feel that way, like I feel my creativity blocked because I'm unable to figure out content ideas, I stop looking at my industry and I get out of my industry and I look for inspiration in any other industry. And trust me, you are going to find that. So every time you look at another industry, ask yourself, how can I apply that to myself, to my business, to my industry, and most likely you are going to get some sort of inspiration from that. So if you're kind of having like a block content-wise, I would recommend this tip. It's worked brilliantly for me, all right? So don't just focus on your industry. Take inspiration from outside your industry. Maybe there's something particularly interesting that another industry leader is doing, not yours, but another industry leader. Take inspiration from that. See how that can apply to your industry and maybe try to implement it. All right. And another thing that I've also mentioned over here, of course, you know, these are five different avenues. These are five physical ways to do research and get content ideas. But other than that, there are tools available on the internet. There's content discovery tools, there's AI writing assistants, there's hashtag generators, there's SEO tools, there's content idea generators. All you have to do is search them on Google or any search engine platform, and then you'll have a list of businesses that deal with all of this, and you can choose which one associates better with you or your business or even your needs. All right, so the five different ways that I've given you is more about how to physically do the research and generate content ideas. But of course, there are tools that are available that can help make the process a little bit easier. But just as a side note, just from me to you, it really helps to mix both. Don't focus on just one, like don't focus only on tools or don't focus only on research. Try to blend in both. Take advantage of the technology that is available to you, but at the same time, don't let go of your roots of actually going to the source, of actually getting in touch with your target audience and doing the research to find content ideas. So blend both of them. That would be my biggest tip for you. All right. That brings me to the end of this podio. I really hope you enjoyed it. If it helped you in some way, please do give me a thumbs up, hit that subscription button, hit that notification bell, because that tells you every single time I do upload a podio. Other than that, if you want to catch my two books, my first book is 0 to 4 Figures. It is available on Amazon. And it is a compilation of 61 stories and lessons related to digital entrepreneurship. Covers different topics like marketing strategy, business strategy, self-love, relationships, positive mindset, success mindset, growth mindset, so on and so forth. My second book is Self-Loved. It is a compilation of 1,000 journal prompts aimed towards healing, self-discovery, as well as growth. And that too is available on Amazon. It covers different journal prompts like gratitude, reflection, inner child healing, shadow work, trauma healing, so on and so forth. Other than that, I also have a series of productivity planners, journals, and trackers. They are available on Amazon as well. At the moment of publishing this podio, there are 18 of them available. The simplest way to find all of my stuff, whether it's my books, journals, planners, or trackers, is to search my full name on Amazon. It is PRITHVI space MADHUKAR Prithvi Madhukar. Once you do that, you're going to get an author page for me, and then all of the stuff is going to show up as well. Alrighty, guys, thank you so much for listening all the way up until here. I'll catch you in my next podio. Bye-bye.